For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Good Monday morning to you. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. How was your weekend? Hope things are going great for you. I mean that with all sincerity. I think of you as I sit here recording this behind a microphone. But I want to thank you once again for the kind comments. And the main thing is that perhaps we're helping people. That's our goal. And according to you, we are helping. And so thank you for that. And always remember, you can go to my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Go to the radio menu page. And you upload these for free. And what you'll do, say you have an announcement in the beginning of the segment, just like what I'm doing right now. Keep listening. I'll get to the meat eventually. And I understand airtime and the importance of utilizing these vital seconds to spread the gospel. But I also do some announcing on here of upcoming meetings. But I'll get to that meat. So bottom line is, you got to go every day, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, to get the entirety of what I've been sharing. And these are all coming out of meetings we do all over the place. So we want you to have it. We want you to have all this. But we began last week with He Restores My Soul. We talked about how the word soul is nephesh. And it literally means not just my mind, my will, and my emotions, but God restores my very life. That's what the Good Shepherd wants to do. And I'm going to carry it through this week and talk about this. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. Man, doesn't that sound fabulous? Don't you just want to right now, unless you're driving, put your arms in the air and say, God, lead me beside the quietness. Get me in those green pastures. That's what God will do as the shepherd. Well, there's a fabulous book. Many of you seasoned believers know about it. And I say pull it back out. If you're struggling with any kind of anxiety or nerves or wondering about your next step or, oh my gosh, what do I do now kind of stuff. Man, you've got a shepherd, the shepherd who guides you. And many years ago in the early 90s, I purchased a book by a guy named Philip Keller. And his book is entitled A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23. And he was an actual shepherd. And he went through the day-to-day tasks that he did as a shepherd because he loved those sheep. I gleaned so much confidence and assurance by reading this. He takes it all from Psalm 23 and applies it to how it is in reality. Of course, the chief shepherd, Jesus Christ, but also himself as a shepherd. He was relating to, oh my gosh, I do that for my sheep. And here the good shepherd's doing it for us. So here's what he says. I'm going to be breaking down Psalm 23:2. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. The strange thing about sheep is that because of their very makeup, it's almost impossible to make them lie down unless these four requirements are met. You're going to laugh because you're going to see yourself in this. Number one, owing to their timidity, they refuse to lie down unless they're free from all fear. Number two, because of the social behavior within a flock, wow, sheep will not lie down unless they are free from friction with others of their kind. Number three, if tormented by flies or parasites, sheep will not lie down. Only when free of these pests can they relax. You have any flies or parasites, brothers and sisters? Number four, sheep will not lie down as long as they feel in need of finding food. They've got to be free from hunger or they're not going to lie down quietly. Isn't this good? So these are four areas that must be met for that little sheepy to lie down in green pastures. Well, join me all week. I'm going to get into this more of how the chief shepherd makes us lie down in green pastures and how he leads us beside the still waters. Thank you for joining me on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
Rain it down, rain it down.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.